Tonight's shir, Parshas Acharemos. The Midrash says, Midrash Rabbah, Kesherus Shamala, Kach Sherus Shamata. Just like the service in Shemaim, so too is the service down here. Ma Sherus Shamala, V'ish Echad Besocham, Lavush Badim, as it says in Yechezkel. So too, the service down here, Kesonis Bad Kodesh Yilbash. In other words, the white clothing that the Kohen Gadol wears as he goes to the into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, that is similar to the clothing of angels. And some, we say, in fact, in the Seder Avoda, Lovesh boots, he wears like flax clothing, Kemalach Michal Misharis, like the angel Michal when he serves. And because of that, since the Kohen Gadol wears white clothing, similar to the Malach, so we are also knowing that way. As it says in the Raman or Chaim, Simen Tafrei Shud, Sif Dalet, Lilbosh Levanim Nikim B'Yom Kippur. A person should wear on Yom Kippur white clothing, nice clean white clothing, Dugmas Malachei Hashare, similar to that of the angels. The angels look white. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Misalant used to say, Ton unisht oifton, that a person should do and not copy. So one should not be a copycat. Just do things just because somebody else is doing it. Because that's not worth too much. It's just as they call it in Hebrew, maise kof be'alma. Just like you're acting like a monkey. Monkey's copy. Oh, look, he's doing it, I'm going to do it. There's no content to such actions. In fact, the Midrash says, Bereshis Rabba, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kol Yamai Ha'isi Meshamesh as Abba. My whole life I used to serve my father. Velo Shimashti also Echad Mimeya Shishimesh Esav Es Aviv. Yet I didn't come close to how Esav used to serve his father. Not 1/100th of the way Esav used to serve. How so? Ani b'sha shayiti meshamesh es abba hayiti meshamsho bevagadim luchlachim. When I used to serve my father, I used to serve him in dirty clothing. U'b'sha shayisi yotzei l'derech hayisi yotzei bevagadim nikim. And when I went out on the way, I used to wear nice clean clothing. One might ask, well, why would he serve his father with dirty clothing? So they explain that he was afraid that if he would use his nice clean clothing and something would spill on it, you know, while he's serving his father, he would get all upset that, oh, you know, and regret that he's serving his father. So if he figured he'll wear his dirty work clothes, so if something gets spilled on it, he won't be makbid. So they explain. Even so, aval Esav b'shasha ya meshamesh es aviv, lo aya meshamsho elo bebigdei malchus. Esav, he would serve his father with bigdei malchus, with clothing of royalty. Amar ein kavodo shel abba liyot meshamsho elo bebigdei malchus. Says, isn't it the kavod of my father that I should serve him at least with these royal clothing? However, the question is asked, if in fact for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's saw that it is a positive thing to wear fancy clothing, despite the downsides we mentioned before, because he's praising Esav that he did so. So why didn't Rabban Shimon Gamliel do so? If he saw it's a praiseworthy thing, he should have himself done so. So what do we see from here? That if it doesn't come from the inside, it's a matter of copying. Oh, Esav's doing it, I'm going to do it. So there's no worth to that. Has to come from the inside. You have to feel that you're on the madriga to serve your father like that. Just a copy, anybody can copy, but that's not, like we said, worth too much. If that's the case, so now we go back to Yom Kippur. So why is it that the Kohen Gadol is like copying the angels and wearing white clothing, and then we are then copying him? Everybody's copying each other. Well, we said there's no, it's not worth to that. Not only that, it says, "Yesh lecha am echad kemalach yasharis b'shamayim," that there you have Hashem a nation that is like the angels, just like the angels. They don't eat and drink. So too on Yom Kippur, Israel, they don't eat and drink, just like the angels have peace between them. So Israel have peace between them on Yom Kippur, just like the angels are barefoot. So too Israel goes without shoes on Yom Kippur. And just like the angels are Srafim Omdim Imalo, they're standing, so Yisrael, they stand on their feet on Yom Kippur. Just like the Malachi Ashares, they're clean of all sins, so Yisrael are clean of all sins. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. So here we are, Mamish copying the angels. Not only that, and in Yom Kippur we say Baruch Shem Kabbalah Machusol Lamed out loud, just like the angels do. So what's this idea? Why are we copying the angels? So Bielinski, that's all, says he understood the answer to this from something he once saw. And that was when he was in Siberia, in the work camp. He says there were a large group of yeshiva bachrim, and with them, though, was also a group of chashuv people from Lita that the Russians had conquered. These were people that were in government, and the government, and heads of the army, and heads of the big chashuv people. So he said, opposite him on the bench, if you would like to call it, where he used to sleep, there was a goy that was once a general in the army. And one day, early morning, before anybody had gotten up, Galinsky had looked over and he saw something very strange. This goy looked to his left, looked to his right, and didn't see anybody there that was awake, except for Rav Galinsky, which he wasn't really worried about. And he quickly grabbed, he had like a bag underneath his bed, he grabbed the bag, opened it up, and it was some old, crinkled, wrinkled, looked like some uniform, old uniform per se. He quickly put it on, and then he stood up next to his bed, and with the back straight, back erect, and he went, did some weird motions, like he was saluting, puts his hand to his forehead, puts it down by his side, walks a little back and forth. And then he quickly took off these clothing, put it back in the bag, and went back into his bed. So Galinsky was curious, what's this guy doing? I think this is so weird. Anyways, so next day they're walking to work, and he decides to go next to this guy, and he says, what did you do this morning? I noticed you put on this clothing, and so he said, I'll tell you. He said, I used to be a general in the army, and I used to be in charge of large, groups of soldiers, and they used to have a lineup every morning, and I used to walk next to them and make sure everything is tip-top, and they used to salute me, and I used to salute back, etc., etc. Okay, look, the Russians, they caught me, and they sent me out here into Gullis, into Siberia, and make me work hard. Okay, all that they can do, because, that's the way things go in the world. But they're also trying to totally destroy my personality, to forget my past and take away my whole who I really am. That they're not going to do. No way. And therefore, every time I have an opportunity, I put on my old uniform, for my general uniform, and I pretend that I'm standing in front of the lineup of soldiers like I used to do. So I figured, and go through the action, salute, etc., etc. So I figured if I'm not going to forget the past, then I can hope that maybe the future will hold something new, something better. But that's only if I make sure that I hold on to the past as best as I could. That's what this general told Rav Galinsky. With this, he said, I understand what our Yom Kippur is all about. Pasuk says in Koheles, Bechol eis yu begadecha levanim. A person's clothing has to literally always be white. Rashi explains this refers to a person's neshama, which is totally pure and clean, at least it was when it came into a person. And as we say, neshama shenasata b'taharahi, the neshama shen you gave me is pure. And it says, that Gedolim Tzadikim Yoter Kimimalachei Asharis, and Tzadikim, they're even greater than Malachim. They have this very, very lofty soul that's even higher than the Malachim. But what? Unfortunately, most of us, we sully, we dirty our neshamas by our averas that we do. And even though we came into this world being generals, but unfortunately, we end up being, pardon the expression, toilet cleaners. Right? We lower ourselves, we dirty our neshama. But that's not us. We used to be these chashuva generals, and neshamas used to be greater than the malachim. That's why at least once a year we remind ourselves of what's our true matzah, what we really are. And what is that? Chashuv neshamas that are greater than the malachi asharis. And therefore, to answer our original question, when on Yom Kippur we're not just copying the, like monkeys, the malachim. Hey, let's do what the malachim do. No. We are, as the Gemara says, Nechulin Chavivin Yisrael, Yifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoter Mimalachei Asharis. We are, at least potentially, even greater than the Malachim. So at least once a year, like we saw this general in Siberia dressed up, whatever, had to go back to who he really was, to remind himself who he really was. So too, we have to remind ourselves at least once a year who we really were when we came into this world, a pure neshama. And our goal is that we have to work on ourselves during the rest of the year to keep that neshama clean, that we hopefully cleanse on Yom Kippur, and by reminding yourselves that we are greater than the Malachim, Yetz Hashem, we do so, we can hopefully be not only as and copy the Malachim, we can even be an act greater than they. Pasuk says, V'nasan Aaron al shnei Hasirim Goralot. Goral Achad Lashem V'Goral Achad Lazalzel. He had these cards per se, and written on it, one was Lashem, one was Lazalzel. They were put in a box, and he would pick them up, and whatever would come on his right hand would go on to the seer standing, the goat standing on his right, and whatever came in his left hand would go on to the goat standing to his left. Now, the Gemara says in Yoma, Daf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph, that the 40 years that Shimon at Tzadik was the Kohen Gadol, he was from the Shiari Knesset HaGdola, at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Goral Hashem always came out on his right. His right hand. And the Gemara also says that the 40 last years of the Beis of Mikdash, the Goral came on the left, his left. So Rav Galinsky asks, what's this idea, the right, the left? What's it matter so much where the Goral came? They're two Sirim. Okay, what's the difference? The one in Lashem is on his right side, left side. Well, what's going on over here? So he explains the following. Pasuk says, and we say it in Shemana Asrei, Leman yichaltsun yedidecha Hoshia Yemincha Veneini. And note that Hoshia Yemincha, your right hand, will save and answer me. Says the Malbim that the right represents Hanahaga Nisis, Lamala Midercha Teva. Supernatural, the way when Hashem runs the world in a supernatural way. Nisit. That's represented, that symbolized by the right. And on the other hand, left is very, it symbolizes nature, natural. Therefore, when Yaakov Avinu put his right hand on Ephraim, why did he do so? Because in the future, Yeshua was going to come from him, which was going to act in a supernatural way with Nisim and Niflos, splitting the Yarden, etc. And the left, as we said, that represents physicality, nature, natural things. And the tefillin is put, therefore, on the left hand, which shows the shibud, when we're mishabed, the nature to the Ratzon Hashem. Again, left represents nature, and we have to take our natural instincts and subjugate them to Hashem. And therefore, we tie the tefillin onto our left hand, which represents nature. Also, they explain, that's why the halacha is, Gemara in Shabbos says, Kafalef, that we put our right shoe on first, and then our left shoe, and we tie our left shoe first. Because to do, to put something on, to do something, that takes a lot of effort, that takes excitement and effort. That's represented by the right, which is the Hanhaga Nisis. Whereas the left, as we said, we have to tie, control our nature and our desires. Therefore, when it comes to tying the shoe, we tie the left shoe first, left again representing nature. And therefore, any time things are shemayim dika, things are mentioned, ruchnias, so that's, we use the right, which is, again, above nature, supernatural. When it comes to natural things and controlling them, like we said, then the left is used as the symbol. Now, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, mida keneged mida. And therefore, the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Kaf, Maishna Rishonim Disrachish Lechu Nisa. Why did the earlier people see Nisim happen? Today we don't see our Nisim every day, but open miracles we don't see so often. Where the earlier people did see them. Why? Says the Gemara, Ki Masri Nafshayu HaKadosh Hashem. Mida Keneged Mida. They acted in a supernatural way by mivatling, nullifying their own personal needs and desires, and to do the Ratzon of Hashem, they acted in a supernatural, not a natural way. So too, Hashem answered them supernaturally and did nisim for them. Mida keneged mida. And therefore, when the goral of Hashem would come out on the right, that's a sign that Hashem is leading the people with a supernatural hanhaga. And when the people are acting not such a mysteristic nefesh way, then the goral will come on the left, Lashem will come on the left hand. And that's what we said, that in the earlier days, when Shimon HaTzadik, he was the Kohen Gadol, so the people were neshabed themselves to Hashem. Memele, the Hashem answered them back in miraculous ways. And to show this, the Goral of Hashem came in the right hand, which represents miracles. Whereas in the last 40 years of the Beis HaMikdash, we said it always came on the left hand to show that the people weren't on the level anymore. They were not acting in themselves. They were not Moser Nefesh. They were acting above nature. Mele Hashem acted with them in a very natural way, and therefore the Goral came out on the left hand. So we see, it comes out that this Goral was not a chance Goral. Well, whatever happens. Go up on the right, come left. No, this was all from Shemayim. It was Chavosh Baruch Hu showing his Ashkacha. We see it was Ashkacha Pratis over here. And when they come out on the right, Hashem was telling them, hinting to them how they were acting. When it comes out on the left, Hashem was telling them how they're acting. And for the lesson is that we have to realize that all the time, everything is all Hashem. It's all Ashkacha Pratis. Divine providence. So, Vort, from the Pasuk in Shmuel, Ein Kadosh Kashem ki Ein Biltecha ve'ein Sur Kelokeinu. So the Gemara darshens out that Ein Sur Kelokeinu, you can read it, Ein Sayar Kelokeinu. That there's no artist like Hashem. Now, what is that supposed to mean? So Rav Dessler explains this with the following mashal. He said that in Paris is known for a place where there's many talented artists. So there was one gallery that decided to make a contest. There's so many, very fine artists around. So they're going to make a contest to see who's the best. And they took the top, 10, 15 artists, and they said, here's what you're going to do. We're going to tell you the topic that we want you to paint, and everybody's going to make a painting, and then we're going to put it up for exhibition, all the paintings, and we'll stand them up on a stage, and we're going to see who's the best. I'm going to vote on who's the best painting. So, what was the topic? The topic was that they were to draw, or paint, like a bowl of fruit sitting on a window ledge. No, that was it. You know, with a painting like of a window and a ledge and a bowl of fruit. Fine. So you can, of course, draw that how you want. You can draw the window as how you want, the fruit, which fruit, how it looks, how the window looks, how the ledge looks. Of course, everybody uses their own discretion. And fine. So they got to work. They all finished their paintings. And they put it on the stage, covered them, you know, with the sheet. And then all the people that were going to judge came in, sat down, whole group of people to look at these paintings. So the ones in charge of the gallery said, okay, now we're going to uncover the paintings. Took off the sheet, and everybody's like, oh, they couldn't believe it. One painting was more beautiful than the next, with the fruit. So how are they going to judge? It's very, very difficult, because he said each one was more beautiful than the next. So they were sitting there aghast, trying to say, wow, you know, how are we going to vote on this? Then, all of a sudden, what happened? A bird flew in to the room and flew to one of the paintings and started, you know, flying, hovering, you know, next to this painting, and started pecking at these. It was a cluster of grapes, and on, you know, painted on this painting, and it was pecking at these cluster of grapes until it realized it's not getting any sweet fruit, and it's pecking, and then it flew away. Ah, everybody saw. Now we know which is the winning painting. This painting looks so real that even the bird thought it was real grapes. So this is obviously the winning painting. So too, says Rav Dessler, there's no artisan like Hashem in that Hashem is so great that he fools us, and he takes things which are really, you know, supernatural things, and it makes them look natural. Right, to us, I said, yeah, of course, trees, this, everything's natural. No, they're all supernatural. But Hashem makes it look as if, yeah, natural. That's an artist for you. You see here, Maisa with Isser Zalman Meltzer. You see, he had problems in his for many years for his lungs, and he had to drink fresh milk. That was his medicine, so to speak, for his lungs. Now, during the 1948 war, there was a siege around Yerushalayim, and it was very hard to get milk. But in the courtyard of the hospital, Shari Tzedek, there was a few cows there that they used to raise and take the milk to give it to the sick patients that needed desperately milk. So they turned to the head of the hospital, the famous Dr. Valach, and they asked him if they can take some milk for Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, the gadol, and he's sick and he needs it. So he says, of course, that's what the milk is for. Fine. So every day, a shaliach would come, one of the talmidim, and bring Rav Isser Zalman a cup of milk. Fine. What happened? One day, the milk was brought to the kitchen, and the Rabbanit, Rav Zalman's Meltzer's wife, wasn't there. So the Talmud didn't want to stand around. He put down the cup of milk, and he went back to the Beis Medrash to learn. The Rabbanit came by, and she said, oh, no. Why? She saw the milk sitting there, and it was uncovered. Now, most of us today, we're not nohig to be worried about what's called the gilui. But Chazal actually ushered drinks that were left uncovered with the chashash that maybe a snake came and drank from it and put its venom in it, became poison. So even though, again, today we're not really makpid because we're not too many snakes lying around, Baruch Hashem. However, the Gaon Mivilna, he's paskin that even today you have to keep this gzera of Chazal, because like all the gezeiras of Chazal, there's many, many, many different reasons behind the gezeira that we don't understand. We understand the basic idea, but there's things there that we can't therefore ourselves judge and say, well, this doesn't apply today. So he was very machmir, and Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer was machmir not to drink things which were left uncovered. Anyway, so the Rabbani comes in, she goes, oh no, the milk was left uncovered. Tell me, just put it down. And left it uncovered. So he knows her husband's machmir. But then she made a cheshbon. She said, look, this is like pikuach nefesh, is very serious over here. So I'll give him a drink, okay, but here he needs the drink for his health. So she decided that she's not going to tell him. So they say, what you don't know can't hurt you. So she figured she's not going to tell her husband because this is for his health. And he might, you know, not drink it and he really needs it. So she put it on the, heated it up like she usually did, put it on the oven to heat up, and fine. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. So she goes to the door, it's an ani, collecting money. So she gives him some money and says, do you have change? And he says, yeah. And so he's going through his little change purse and trying to make change and this and that, whatever. In the meantime, as she's, playing around with this, the ani's playing around with his money, and the Rebbetzin's waiting for him. All of a sudden, the milk, because we know if you leave milk a little bit too long on the fire, it spills over. So that's what happened. It spilled over. The fire, went out, and then it started. There was smoking, and he was very, Rav Yisrael Zalman was very sensitive, with his lungs to smoke, and it was all smoky in there, and he called out to his Rebbetzin. He says, Bela Hinda, the house is full of smoke. So she said, I know, the milk spilled over. So he said to her, Bela Hinda, why did the milk spill over? So she said, well, it was on the oven, and this poor man came for tzedakah, and while he's trying to give me the change, the milk spilled over. So he said to her, Bela Hinda, milk spills over from aveiras, not from mitzvahs. Pasuk says, Es mishpatai tasu veth hukosai tishmeru leleches behem ani Hashem Elokeichem. Should keep my mishpatim and chukim to go in them. Lalechet behem, I am your God. The Or Chaim HaKadosh says on the words lalechet behem that a person should not look forward to receive schar for his mitzvahs in this world. As it says, Hayom lasosam, the pasuk says, you should. Today is the day to do the mitzvahs. The schar lemachara and olam haba. That's when one receives the schar, because whatever one says, the Or HaChaim, shekol ma sheyaseh lo yifchar lechol b'olamo b'chayav. A person should not want to eat up his olam haba in this world. Ele yelech lefanav tzidko lachazot b'noam Hashem. Because when a person gets rewarded in this world, he's eating up his olam haba. So he's going to come chaser, lacking in the next world. Brings here a nice vort. We say in Birkas Hamazon, Hu yigmaleinu lad lechem lechesed l'rachamim l'reva chatzala batzlacha bracha vishua nechamar panas v'chachala. We're asking for all these nice things. V'rachamim v'chaim v'shalom achol tov. And we ask for Rachim, Chaim, Shalom, all good, v'chol tov, v'mikol tov le'olam al yechasreinu. So what does that mean? And mikol tov, from all the good, le'olam, we should never lack, al yechasreinu. So he brings a word from Rav Eli Lapian, the name of Agana Tzadik, Rav Itzel Ablazer, that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that when Rav Eliezer was sick, his Talmidim came to visit him. He said to them that Midas Adin is here and it's causing him tremendous suffering. So when the Talmidim heard this about the Rebbe, they cried. However, Rebbe Akiva smiled. So they were wondering, a Sefer Torah is in Tsar, why are you smiling? Amar Lahem, Rebbe Akiva said to them, Kol zman sheresi yes Rebbe, shein yeino machmitz, vein pishto no lokev, vein shem no mavish. Whenever I saw my Rebbe, that everything was always going good for him. I never saw anything bad happen to my Rebbe. His wine never went off, his pishtan, his flax never became bad, his oil was always okay, his dvash, his honey, nothing went wrong, everything went perfect. So I was worried. Amarti Shema Chas V'Shalom Kibel Rebbe Olamo B'Chayel. I was worried, you know, since only good happens him in this world. I was worried that he's got his reward of Olam Haba in this world, and Chas V'Chalila is going to go into the next world without much reward. Ah, but now that I see that he's suffering, oh, good sign. So he's suffering in this world, so that he'll be able to have his reward in the next world. Ah, so therefore he says, very nice. That's why when we ask and we say that Hashem give us Rov Tuv and Bracha, Parnasa, etc., that we're saying, yeah, please, we'd like all these things here in this world, but Umikol Tuv, Lolam, Al Yechasrenu, Lolam, meaning Olam Haba, that even though you're giving us all this good here, but please, Hashem, Umikol Tuv, all the good of Olam Haba, Al Yechasrenu, we shouldn't lack. It shouldn't be Al-Khejbin or Olam Haba. We should have also the Olam Haba as well. So we all zoiche to see the good in this world, and Mikol Tu Le'olam Al Yechasreinu, we should not lack and see only good in the next world as we prepare for the final days of redemption as we approach Pesach and hope to see the Geula Shleima Bimhir V'Yameinu.